Right, and so we're just going to come into the posture, begin calming with that part first, beginning to allow tension to dissipate, to start to call all of the scattered parts of your shin, heart, and mind that are anywhere but here to come back home to you, building a calm body helps the shin, which flies like a bird sometimes, to find someplace safe to land, on the heart or with the heart. And imagining there is now above your head a large golden smile with all the energies that come with that sincere, well-felt smile, the contentment, the satisfaction, ease of being, just remembering how that feels when you're in that state and the joy that it represents. And as you perceive this smile and the feelings also, then see them begin to melt in a soothing golden flow downward along the body, just preparing the muscles to be at ease, just getting them ready, the face, the back of the neck and head, along the shoulders, even feel them drop down away from the ears a bit, down the arms, all releasing the surface tension. And as that happens, the true self is magnetized back to you much easier, much more effortlessly. The mind moving now with the flow down the back, the chest, the abdomen, the glutes, the hips, pelvis, knees, ankles, and feet, and further down through the floor, seeking the earth under the foundation of your house, of the space that you're working in. Feeling for those deep wells of water type of energy within the earth, the water table, and that liquid kind of flow in the layers. And how they solidify, cool and solidify into strong, sturdy crust. That is the foundation upon which we all stand, rooted in the sacred fields of our bodies, the Jing, Qi, and Shen, on the sacred fields and connected to the sacred fields of the earth. And also, within the sacred fields of the universe, the planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars. And then relaxing back upward and inward. Lead and guide the earth chi up through your feet. And now really allowing the muscles to relax on the way. So your feet are sturdy, but relaxed. Ankles. And then coming up to the knees, sinking the knees up through the thighs, and the hips, sinking the hips, just releasing the tension on that joint there, sitting ever so slightly back. So drop the tailbone towards the earth, begin to straighten and lengthen the spine. And as you kind of mentally scan up your spine, you relax the muscles in the torso in that area, so the low back and the pelvis and the abdomen and up through the rib cage, the shoulder blades, relaxing the chest, bringing the shoulders just a little forward so your arms just hang loosely at the sides, relaxed in elbows and fingers, and then coming back up to the neck, just kind of lightly lift the very top of your head upward, tuck the chin so the neck is in line with the rest of your spine, and imagining your string coming down from the heavens, attached to the top of the head, holding you aloft and delivering that heavenly energy now down to meet the earth energy we've just called in, all the way through the center core then out to the tip of the tailbone where it gets heavier and begins to drop into the earth with the energy we put there before, keeping the back long and straight, the posture solid so that we can, as we work today, and your energy body rooted and connected to you and to the earth. And then bring in the breath. A little more attention to that process there. Natural breathing, inhaling deeply and gently all the way through the nose and throat into the cavity of the torso, through the lungs. Let it drop through the diaphragm and begin to fill the lower dantian with radiant light. Over full and letting it spill down the legs. As you're stretching your back just a little up top and down at the tailbone. And exhaling when you're ready. Just bringing the abdomen back towards the spine. But continuing to lengthen. Drop the tail, lift the head. Begin to bring your focus to the lower dantian. And it's filling with energy and the radiant light beginning to circulate as you breathe. Inhale, expanding to open and let this light in. Getting longer, and exhale, getting a little longer still. As you circulate this light, but also allow any tension, any extra turbid energy, any kind of pain or scatteredness to just waft away. Keeping your best self close. And you may even feel a shift of the energy in the room around you. As you kind of become ready to begin practicing, kind of check your feet. Make sure that even though we're solid in the ground, you're not anchored there. So we can move about at will and at ease.